Impeachment activists in Wood County gathered the more than 900 signatures required to put the question on the ballot. It asks voters to call on the Congress to begin an impeachment investigation for both President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney. Former National Guard member Robert Hoke organized the petition drive because he believes the war in Iraq is illegal.
The more and more I find out about it, the more and more he's lied about it. He manipulated the intelligence. He deceived the people about the war in Iraq. So I think this guy is getting away with murder, and I've had enough of it. I'm just do what I can do until I burn out on us, I guess.
City Clerk Vern Borth, who certified the referendum as legal, says he'll vote against it, but he's urging city council members not to delay it until next spring's local election.
Regardless of how anybody feels about the question, and I'm assuming most people feel strongly one way or the other, it makes more sense to put it before the voters when you're going to have a greater turnout to get a truer test of how people feel about the question.
UW-Madison political science professor David Cannon says such referendums aren't likely to have much impact on Congress. He says even if Democrats win back a majority in Congress, they're likely to focus on issues other than impeachment.
War-related issues, civil liberties-related issues, certainly the balance on the Guantanamo issue will shift. I think the Democrats would like to put forward more of a positive agenda rather than being, you know, seen as the partisans that are trying to bring down the president through impeachment.
Voters in San Francisco and Berkeley, California, and in the college towns of Champaign and Urbana, Illinois, will also be voting on impeachment in the November election. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.